would have told you that, would you have believed it going in?
We believed it in here for sure. Really? We always have the belief. The fact that we did it is pretty impressive. But we're certainly really happy to have him back. You just sit and practice the stuff he does. You know, he's a great player, so we're really happy he's back.
How have you done that?
What's that?
How have you done it? Survived his loss that?
As a group, together, you know, young guys coming in, playing well defensively. Don't give much to other teams. So if you defend well, you know, you don't necessarily need to score as much. So that compensate for maybe missing the offense that Chives can bring us playing well defensively.
With trade deadlines 2.5 weeks away, what's the mindset on a team that's going as well as you guys are going? I mean, is there talk that would guys like to see some ads made? Obviously, you're not sellers.
Right. It's not really our call. You know, we got so many guys here right now, you know, with all the injuries. When these guys come back, we have a boatload of players. So right. I don't know if we necessarily need to add players to our team. But if they feel that we do, then this is gonna be a call from our boss, not really us. We don't have much to say on that.
That's the balancing act, right? Like when things are going good, you run the risk maybe of tinkering with it too much and overthinking it.
Yeah, you could. I mean, when I was thinking back when I was in Washington, I feel like we pretty much did that every year. Then we were on, you know, top team in the league, and we'd go and get somebody at the deadline, and it never really worked out from my experience anyway. So but like I said, it's not our call at all, so we'll see what happens there. But we like what we have here right now.
I wonder if every team needs to play that game, that whole trade deadline mindful player game, or if maybe this team could be different.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been doing it with the group we have here, so no, like I said, I mean, defense, like our D core is as strong as any other D core, so I don't see anything that we should be changing there. And up front with Chais coming back, and then you got Adam Lowry coming back, you know, Handy, a bunch of guys. So I don't really see the need, but if it happens, it happens.
It's almost like those could be your trade deadline acquisitions.
Centers. Yeah, exactly. Two centers to add to your team. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
How much easier to get cranked up for St. Louis than maybe it was for Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, divisional game with a team that's chasing us in the standings, so it's going to be a hard battle. They're fighting for a playoff position, and so are we, really. So it's going to be a good game. Yeah. Excited about it.
The grind that it turned out to be with the Coyotes last night, does that kind of help getting you back in that mindset for the Blues?
Yeah, and it's always kind of like that against the Coyotes. You know, they play a hard game. It's never easy, so it gets you back into that. And that mood, and today's practice was a hard skate too, so it's going to get us ready for St. Louis.